Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Elder Braxton out of Tampa, Florida. Letting you know that we love you and we care about your soul. Letting you know that God loves you. And letting you know that you could be saved today. God cares about you and wants to see you saved. Praise God. Letting you know that Jesus, man, he loves you and he cares about your soul. And letting you know today that we care. I'm Elder Braxton from out of Tampa, Florida, over on Alderman 22nd. The address is 4711 North 22nd Street. I'm out here, broadcasting out here in our front yard. Praise God. That's wonderful. And we thank and praise God today for everything going on. 4711 North 22nd Street in Tampa, Florida. Letting you know that God cares about you, and we care about you also. Amen. Have you been baptized in Jesus' name and filled with the Holy Ghost? Have you believed on him and have faith in him and put your trust in him today? Praise God. There's only one way. And today, we're going to talk about that today. Praise God, that God wants us to know. Amen. He sent his son, Jesus Christ, that body, that flesh and blood, amen, and he was manifest within him, praise God, and let you know he was made known within him, amen, let people know that he was God in flesh, amen, that body which is called his son. And a lot of people say, well, who is the son of God? Well, that body that walked the earth with you, with the years ago, 2,000 years ago, was the Son of God, praise God. Let you know that Christ was the one. Jesus said, if you don't believe that I'm he, you're going to die in your sin, friend. So you got to believe in him. He was the one sent and given to us to believe on, praise God, and let you know that God cares for you, and he wants to see you saved and wants you to have the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Let you know that God cares today. Amen. You let me know that Christ is able to bless your soul. Amen. He's able to keep you today. He's able to touch you. Amen. So let you know that he is able to do it today, friend. God is able. All right. Okay. As we go on, praise God, we're going into the scriptures right about now. Amen. As we go on, we're going to go to St. John. We call it John 14, praise God. And we're going to look at what Jesus said in the scripture here. Oops, I just turned from it. Amen. So we see here today that in John 14, he reveals something. He reveals his deity, his identity. Praise God, as we give it to him. As we see today, he is an able God to heal us and to save us, praise God. And letting you know he loves you today. I want to give a shout out, amen, to some people. Amen. I want to give a shout out to our overseer, C.A. Coward over there, Apostle C.A. Coward, amen, out of Winter Haven, who is an overseer of the Churches of God, the Bible Way. Amen, as you know that we are part of the Church of God, the Bible Way, amen. We are at in Tampa, we are Jesus Saved Through Faith Churches of God, the Bible Way, and you know that. You're welcome to come at any time, praise God. You're welcome to visit us any time, praise God. We thank and praise God for all of you today. Amen. And listening in. Amen. The Bible says in St. John 14, Jesus said unto us, Lord, show us the Father. Amen. And look what it says. He says, show us the Father. and it suffices us. I mean, we would be satisfied if you show us the Father. That's what he's asking. Okay? You know, show us the Father. Amen. And look what Jesus said. Haven't I, in so long time, been with you, yet hast thou not known me? See, Jesus is pointing that to himself. When he said, have not been so long time with you, and you have not even known what I've known me. That's what he's actually saying in paraphrase. So we say, so the Father is Jesus. Amen. The Father is the Lord Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen. Hebrew. Okay, so as we see here, Yeshua tells him, have not been so long time with you. Thou hast not known me, fellow. He has seen the Father. Isn't that something? People don't understand it today, do they? Amen. He tells him here, you know, he has seen me, has seen the Father. How said thou then, show us the Father? Jesus walked around, and then he was walking around, and he was, you know, talking and communing with these guys, his disciples, yet they did not know that God was walking right with them. The great Emmanuel, which means God with us, was walking right with them, amen, and letting you know that. That's the way it is today. People still do not know who Jesus is. They still do not know who the Father is today. And if you see the Father, we think the Father is just by himself and doesn't include Jesus. But Jesus was God in flesh, the great, he was the great, amen, Emmanuel. Amen. Emmanuel, God with man, time to be. And the only way, hallelujah, that you're going to get to, the only way you're going to get through to the Father is through him, by believing and trusting in him. Praise God. Once you believe and trust in him, you're going to have access to the Father. But a lot of people don't understand that. I know a lot of people say, I can just pray to God and that's all I got to pray. I ain't got to pray to Jesus. I ain't got to say anything about Jesus. Let me tell you something. You just have to ask in Jesus' name, praise God. Amen. If you want to receive something, you need to ask in his name, praise God. So we see here today, the Bible tells us, it says, look what he says. Before we get there, let's go back up. Amen. Let's go back up. Praise God. We're going to go here. Jesus says in the sixth verse, okay? He says, before Philip got this question, Jesus says, I am. This is I am speaking. That's who it is. I am that I am. And it's speaking. He says this. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man could come into the Father but by me. All right, so the title of the message really is One Way. There's only one way to God. I used to sing that song, and I still sing it. One way to God. One way to God. One way to God. Baptized in Jesus' name. Well, there's one way to God. One way to God. One way to God. Baptized in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So you got to go down in the name of Jesus Christ. And not only that, you got to trust in him. You got to have faith in him. Amen. You have to receive him into your heart. Amen. Praise God. You have to receive him. Praise God. So we see here, this is why Philip asked. See, show us the Father. We're going to go back to that. He says, if ye have known me, you shall know my Father also. Henceforth you know him and have seen him. Philip probably say, What is he talking about? Is that what Philip was probably talking about? These guys were walking with him for a long time. So he said, from henceforth, from now on, you know him and have seen him. And man, you know, that probably got them, you know, kind of confused as ever. But we see here today that you must come to Jesus while you have the opportunity. You must come to Jesus while you can do it today. Friend, let me tell you, the homosexuals need Jesus. Amen. The adulterers need Jesus. All these people need Jesus. The fornicators need Jesus. The lesbians need Jesus. Amen. They need him. Why? Because if they don't repent and don't turn to him, they will die in their sins, praise God. So we see here today, amen, all those people need Jesus, praise God. Amen. The thieves need Jesus. The one who robs banks need Jesus. The pedophiles need Jesus. The pedophiles need Jesus, all of them. All those liars and hustlers need Jesus. The pimps and the whores need Jesus. Amen. So only one way to come to God is through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We know his name is Yahshua HaMashiach. So we see here today, he is our Messiah. He is our Savior. Today you must come to him while you have an opportunity. One way. There is no other way. You come up any other way, you're a thief and a robber. So we see here, you got to come through that door. Jesus said, I am the door. He is the door to the sheepfold. You want to get in, you need to come through Jesus Christ. Amen. So we see here today, if you want to come to God, amen, you need to come to him. Amen. And honor him as your Savior. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. There's only one way, friend. One way. One way to salvation, praise God. One way. You know, you haven't had it? You need it. One way. There's only one way, friend. Okay? You know, if you read the book of Isaiah, and you look at even 53, the Bible says, whom have believed our report? God tells us, you got to believe him. You got to trust in him. You got to have your reliance in him in order to get even into heaven. There's no access to heaven without Jesus Christ. Praise God. There's no access. You cannot get to it. There's no entry without Christ. Praise God. You go out there, you say what you want to say, do what you want to do. But if you don't have Christ Jesus when you die, the one who is called in the Hebrew language, Yeshua, Yahushua HaMashiach, amen, you need to go to him and say, Father, forgive me. Have mercy upon me. All right? So we see here today, whatever you do and word of deed, do it all in the name of Jesus, praise God. That there is no other name given among heaven whereby we must be saved, Acts 4:12. Amen. So we see here today, you must go to him, amen, while you have an opportunity. Look what Jesus said in the St. John 3 here. Look what he says is, amen. He tells us something here. Amen. Everybody are familiar with St. John 3. Amen. Most people, you one scripture there, but they need to read on, praise God. In St. John chapter, let's see, the third verse, 3. Okay. All right. Jesus answered Nicodemus. He talked about Nicodemus. He said, very, very, I said to him, except the man be born again of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Amen. So you got to have that. All right, so he's giving you instruction. You got to, this is what you have to do. All right. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. Amen. And that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Amen. Marvel not that I say unto you that you must be born again. Have you been born again, friend? Amen. The Bible said, he said, the wind bloweth where it list, and I hear the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it's coming or whence it's going, or whether it's going. And look what it says. So it's every man that is born of the Spirit. Amen. I remember when I was seeking for the Holy Ghost, God was dealing with me with that spirit, that wind. Amen. And it was frightening me at one time. Amen. Because I after praying, I would get in the bed and lay down, and then the spirit the spirit be so heavy, amen. It'd be like a wind blowing, praise God. And I got really frightened over that, you know. It scared the daylights out of me, and until I understood what it was all about. All right, so we see here today, amen. As we went on, go on, that Jesus is the way, praise God. And now look what Nicodemus said unto him. He said, Nicodemus answered and said, how can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, art thou a master? I mean, he's a teacher of Israel, and knoweth not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we know, and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. Look at that, what Jesus telling. And that which is, he what he say? If I have told you the earthly things, yet ye believe, how shall ye believe if I tell you heavenly things? And that's what the world is going through right now. See, they don't understand heavenly things. Okay, as we go on, praise God. It says, so, and no man has ascended up into heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. Look at that. And look at what I like. This is what I like to get to. Amen. The 14th verse, it said, and as Moses lifted up the serpent of the wilderness, in the wilderness, he lifted up this serpent. You remember that portion where Moses built a brass serpent wrapped around a pole. Amen. And watch this here. God commanded them people to look up. Those that were bitten by the fiery serpent, they was healed. But those who refused, those who didn't look up, they died, praise God. And that's what's happening now today. If you don't believe Yeshua HaMashiach, the real Messiah, I'm not talking about Caesarea of Origin, the one that they made, the image that they gave to you as God, that with long hair, blue eyes, and, the white man Jesus, as they say. But, you know, the Caucasian Jesus, the European one. I'm talking about the real Jesus, that you got to look up to him, not to a fake image, praise God. You got to look unto him. All right, now, as you see here, look what it says. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, all right, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Isn't that something? He will have eternal life. And look at that. See, you want to know how to come to Christ. You don't want to know. You first got to believe. If you don't believe, you're defeating the purpose. You got to believe that Jesus died on that cross for you, that he suffered, all right, as we go on. All right. You know, what happened when the Bible says he came into his own, and his own received him not. Think about that. His own received him not. And the Bible says, as many as received him, gave he power to become sons of God. Wow. That's powerful. Amen. by receiving him and believing in him, all right, it gave you power to become sons of God. That's what the scripture says, all right? I didn't say it. The scripture tells us that, okay? All right. Look what it says. So that serpent, when Moses put that serpent up there, you had to look up at it in order to be healed, because all those people were bitten by the fiery serpent, the snakes, all right? The vipers, amen. Those vipers was killing people with they were very poisonous, and that venom was a type of sin, all right? And the only way to be cured from that bite of that serpent is that you looked up at that brass snake, or that brass serpent on a stake that Moses put there, all right? You had to look up at it. But you got to look up into Jesus. Jesus explains it to him. He talks about here. Amen. We see here that he tells us about it. He says Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness. Amen. See, that's what you got to look up. You got to look up to Jesus. Jesus, he is the way. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So we see here today that you got to have it today. Amen. Look what he said. I want to go on further here. Let's see here where I left off at. It said, okay, here we go here. Okay. I'm sorry. I got off the verse I was at. Okay, well, here we go. We got it right here. It says, Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, and even so much the Son of Man should be lifted up. And so, and whomsoever believed in him should not perish, but have, amen, and eternal life. All right, and that's what we want. All right, it's through Jesus. Now, look what we got here. He said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whomsoever believeth in him to not perish, but have an everlasting life. You want eternal life. You look at these, the verse 14, 15, and 16. Look at what it said. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. Amen. Come on now. Amen. So we see here today, 18 verse. It says, he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already. Amen. Because he has not believed on the name of the only begotten Son of God. Praise God. We thank and praise God today. That's powerful. You know, this is very powerful. Praise God. All right. And look what it says. And that, look what it says here. This is condemnation, that light has come. What is light there? You know, the light, the knowledge of God, the information of God. That's light. Amen. So it said, so you know, now you've been known. You've been quickened through this here. Why? Because of faith. Your mind is open when Jesus is telling you here. You say, this is. He said, for this is condemnation, that light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because his deeds were evil. Look at that. Think about that. All right, so we see here, once light, knowledge, or information come to you, you should walk that in. Our truth, let's say truth, come to you, you should walk that in, praise God. Look what it says here. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither come into the light. Think about it. Lest his deed should be reproved. So we see here, you got to have one way, friend. Only one way. One way. There is no other way. One way. There is no other way. So we see here that you must come to Jesus while you have an opportunity. You must come to him and let him bless your soul. But he that doeth the truth, amen, cometh to the light. Look what it says here. That his deeds may be manifested, that they might be wrought, wrought with God. So we see here today, Jesus, you know, I've been meditating on this portion of the scripture, amen. You got to believe in Christ. You got to trust in him while you have an opportunity. You got to let him bless you, friend. So we see here, amen, give an honor to my bishop, Bishop Adrian Melinden Shaw, and our pastor. Amen. Give an honor to our provider. Amen. Also, Bishop Ira J. McLeod. Amen. And also to our Northern Georgia, our Georgia and North Florida Bishop, also Bishop Jonathan Brookshaw, all of you great men of God, amen. And also Brother Ray Johnson, amen, District Elder of the West Coast. We thank and praise God to them. Bishop Williams, Bishop, all the brothers of Church of God, the Bowery, Bishop Elder Terry Sheffield. Thank God for all of you today. We can be going and let you know that God loves you and he cares for your soul. You got to believe in him, trust in him. There's no other way. There was only one way, man. One way to get to God. And only through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. He's the one. He's the one that dared our sin. You might have sinned. You might have sinned many times, but you better trust on the sin bearer. Amen. You better ask him for forgiveness and trust in him. And, you know, come through him, the sin bearer. When those people looked up at that serpent in the wilderness, that serpent bare the bite, the poison that went through them, all right, so that they may live. Praise God. You think about that. All right. Jesus was a sin bearer. Amen. Look unto him and be ye saved. All the ends of the world, of the earth. That, why? Because Yahweh was in him. Yahweh was in him. Some say Yahuwah. Yahuwah was in him. Yah was in Jesus Christ. Amen. Meaning, I'm talking about the real one, Yahshua, Yahushua. We see you and we thank you. Amen. And we let you know that God loves you and care for your soul. Amen. I'm going to pray. Praise God. In Tampa, Florida. North 22nd Street. Praise God. In Tampa, Florida. You're always welcome. Jesus saved through faith, Church of God, the Bible. Boy. Tampa, Florida. 4711 North 22nd Street. Thank you. Amen. Thank you, Mother Jersey. Praise God. God bless you. Hallelujah. One way.